Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover. And guess what? We begin today by speaking about aqueducts. I'm taking my Latin dictionary again. And there's some words here that I think belong to the word of travel. For example, aqueduct, that comes from Latin, doesn't it?
Okay, aqueduct, you could say aqueductus is the drawing of water.
But it's very much a Latin word, isn't it?
Well, it's all Latin, isn't it? Very much, it's totally Latin. Aqueductus means water's leading, or the drawing of water. So you have an aqueduct, certainly all that stuff.
And if I go and look under the V, I find viaduct.
So the viaductus is drawing out of a road. So when you have a bridge, which is the drawing forth of a road, you have a viaductus, which is all Latin. I mean, you don't even think of this anymore.
And keeping on the motorway, what about exit?
Okay, there's a Latin verb exire, which means to go out. In fact, as I give this word to my students, very beginning, the beginners, I said, if exire means to go out, what does exit mean? In Latin, it means he, she, it goes out. That's what exit means. And of course, once they give me the answer, he, she, it goes out, then I can hear them gasping because there's the word, exit. It hasn't changed a bit. It's pure Latin.
And omnibus.
Okay, omnibus, of course, is still there because we have a word in Latin, omnis, which means every, each or every. In the plural, it means all. And that's where they got the word. An omnibus means for all people. And so an omnibus was a vehicle for all the people. No one knows where that comes from either. Now, this is not knowing Latin. This is just knowing the words of Latin, but it's still very interesting.
And if I take my Latin dictionary and I want to go from English into Latin and find a concept, for example, like perpetual motion.
Well, there's no problem there because they're both Latin words already. Either you're going to say motus perpetuus, or perpetua motio, or perpetuus motus. That's Latin already. And the fact is, motus perpetuus, there's a thing there of Strauss, where it goes on and on and on. They call it motus perpetuus. It's one of the terms of one of the movements of one of his waltzes.
If I want to stop a moment and park my car, how do you say parking?
Okay, parking is colocatio, or locatio. And so you'd say, velim hic colocare auto redam meam. I would like to park my car here. To locate your car is to park your car. Colocare, that's easy, because the Romans had to locate their chariots someplace. And so they locare or colocare. Ponere, depone, many verbs you could use for that, but the simplest one is colocare ridam, to park my chariot. And you just get a nice word for a car. There's nothing special here at all. It's very simple.
And if I park my car and I want to take an aeroplane?
Well, there, of course, there's your thing. Of course, that's kind of Greek, aeroplanum, of course, to keep the air flat. You know, aeroplanum, or we say in Latin, aeronavigium, which is a boat, a flying boat, an airboat, an airship. Okay, airship, you have the same thing in English. Aeronavigium or aeronavis. You have nautical and you have all those English words come from navis too.
And what about parachute?
Yeah, that's very hard. See, that's very, now that's going to be hard because the Romans, of course, didn't have anything like this. What they say, which is kind of a circumlocution, is, you know, defense against the fall. Lapsus munimentum. Munimentum lapsus. A defense or protection against a fall. Lapsus munimentum. But that's very hard. That's very hard to do. Because parachute, of course. Okay, because parachute isn't even English anyway. But what it is. French or something.
Okay,
it's very, very fascinating. Languages are very fascinating. And when you get into the thing, we say, heaven's sakes, what we owe to people who existed before us.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.